This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, radio made by us, for us.
You love saying that, Macca.
I do. It's on my T-shirt somewhere.
During the week, Macca, the Victorian government announced that they had appointed Fiona Patten, who's the leader of the Reason Party, from the upper house in the Victorian Parliament, to lead a review into the decriminalisation of sex work here in Victoria. Good morning to you, Fiona.
Good morning.
What an interesting challenge you've actually taken on.
Yes, be careful what you wish for, I think, is the saying, isn't it?
Look, before you launch into that, what does decriminalisation mean? Yeah.
What it means is that we treat sex work like any other business. So you don't legalise restaurants.
No.
You don't legalise hairdressers. So this is looking at a model that there are no... This is not... You don't need a sex work law. What you need is health and safety conditions. What you need is planning. So it's really treating this business like any other business. And at the moment, we have a legal structure, and the purpose of this will be to decouple us from that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's extremely exciting, actually.
So it's actually really saying that sex work is an occupation like any other occupation.
Legitimate.
And we should treat it that way.
And it needs to be, you know, there are health and safety issues that need to be covered off and incorporated. But otherwise, you know, it's a legitimate occupation.
So the current law,
that's exactly right.
So the current law says that it's actually a bit illegal in parts.
That's right. And what when you have a legal structure...
I didn't know how to say that elsewhere.
Well, I know. It's, when you have a legal structure, you inevitably you set up two tiers. So you inevitably end up with a legal industry and an illegal industry. So, and given that the Victorian sex worker laws were introduced in 1986, they're no longer fit for purpose. They're absolutely obsolete. They don't recognise the change in work. They don't recognise the gig economy. They don't recognise the internet. And so what has emerged from this is, particularly when you look around independent sex workers, they will be working, you know, not quite possibly adhering to the very strict legislation that was introduced in 1986, which at the time was progressive.
This was following Martinez's review, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, I suggested that she do this review.
Oh, right.
But in fact, the minister's appointed jury.
That's right.
Marlene Carew is the minister's appointed jury.
Yes, she did.
Fantastic. She
did. And look, I don't think that happens very often.
No, this is great recognition, Fiona, of the advocacy you do in the upper house and the important role that you know as leader of your party and as a crossbencher play. I think it's, you know, to be appointed by the minister to do this is pretty significant.
Yeah.
You should be really proud.
Yeah, thank you. And it's, you know, what's really wonderful about this is that it is a review into decriminalisation.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we're not saying should we, you know, do
It's not
something.
A question of whether we're going to do
That's
it.
That's exactly. Yeah.
This is about how we're going to do it.
Exactly.
So tell us, how are you going to go about this review?
So we're...
Are you doing it on your own, or have you got an army of people supporting you?
I'm having a meeting with the department next week to work out some of those logistics and I suppose what our timeframes will be, because we really do want to hear, particularly from people in the industry, And I think
what a novel concept.
Yes, well, lived experience. How about that? I think that's why I was chosen. But yes, so we want to do that. The reason we have taken it down this path was to try and not make it a political circus, as it inevitably would have become if we had done a parliamentary inquiry.
So this is not a parliamentary inquiry.
No.
This is a review.
Yep.
A bureaucratic review,
yes.
But it has a politician yourself leading
yes.
it.
Yes.
How interesting.
It is, and it's an interesting model. So I'll be working, the department will be providing the secretariat sources, and then we will, so I envisage a number of roundtables. I envisage inviting people to make submissions. So we'll want to hear from local government, we'll want to hear from police, from health experts, and as I said, of course, we'll want to hear from the industry. And we will look, I mean, because just this week, the Northern Territory decriminalised sex work.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, New Zealand's had a model of decriminalisation, so we will look at other models. But I'm pretty, without preempting, I'm pretty confident that Victoria will need its own model, because we've had a legal industry that's been operating under a licensing scheme for decades. So how do we move that industry, and how do we you know, how does that work? And that's not going to be simple. And I think people will be nervous about, you know, what that will do, particularly. And I'm very conscious of those people who have worked within the legal industry and have worked within those constraints for so many decades.
Yeah. And Fiona, I know it might be a little bit early, but could you just sort of explore with us what your vision for a decriminalised sex industry would look like? How would it be different?
Well, it would be one where stigma and discrimination were addressed and challenged. So I would certainly, yeah, without preempting anything, I mean, I think there will be moves to look at stigma and discrimination of sex workers, which is still abounds, whether that's in the medical profession or just out there. We know that will affect. It will mean the repealing of the Sex Work Act. And the introduction of a model that probably is a health-based model, because I think if you're looking at this industry, and when I say health, I mean free from exploitation, free from stigma, free from discrimination, and enabled to work in a safe workplace, whether that's your own workplace or whether that's somebody else's.
Right. So let me throw this at you. What does this mean for, say, a street sex worker?
We will look at this. Now, yes, there are some models which would call for the decriminalisation of sex work. Look, I kind of have a slightly personal, this is absolutely my personal opinion, yeah. but I see quite often people who are working on the street have very few options. They are not able to work in licensed premises. They're not able to work in other ways. And that might be due to drug use, it might be due to homelessness, it might be due to a range of issues. So I think in some of those small cohorts, so street work is a very small cohort of the sex industry, we would also be looking at the causes of why someone is working in a pretty risky way of working. Mm. Now, I know women and men who choose the freedom of that work. And I think we should be supporting them. But
so that then becomes a health and safety issue.
Absolutely.
Rather than you are doing a bad thing and therefore we need to actually clip your wings.
Yeah. New South Wales did it in the 80s. They decriminalised street sex work. And it was really down there because the police were going through the cross, arresting everyone. They'd all go to court, they'd all get a fine, and then they'd get back on the street to pay the fine.
Yeah.
And it was just this cycle. And those will be some of the pointy ends. But when we know that the vast majority of the industry works behind closed doors, as it were.
Yeah.
Where's best practice examples to draw from in the world?
I think
the nation, for that matter.
No, you know, Victoria was really at the front of this. We were probably the first state, well, definitely the first state in Australia, probably the first state in the world, jurisdiction in the world, that actually recognised sex work as a business and tried to regulate it. I think and then since then, as we do, we lead and then people kind of do something better than us. So New South Wales went down a different path, the ACT went down a different path, and New Zealand. And I think most of the sex worker organisations would point at New Zealand as a very good model.
Okay.
But Victoria, sadly, is not New Zealand, as much as we might like to have some of their leadership here.
Oh, wouldn't we? I'm so in love with Jacinda Ardern.
See, I want to adopt New Zealand and buy Tasmania.
I just want her values.
And that's what we could have.
Just bring those values and transport them here and embed them into our nation.
So we'll definitely look at New Zealand. And
well, if you need people to come out with you, I'm happy to come with you.
Thank
especially you. Especially to get to meet Jacinda Ardern.
That would be my plan. You know, I met her when we were both like, she'd only really just been elected and I had only just been elected and we were both on an electoral matters committee. And we sat down and had lunch together. And she was so lovely. But at that stage, I don't think she was still trying to find where the toilets were, you know, as I was.
Look,
we've come a long way.
We have come a long way. Thank you for your time, Fiona.
This is a
really important piece of work. When we saw the media release about this from government during the week, we thought that we should actually bring you in and talk about it. Let us know how this goes.
Yes. If I could suggest, I know I've been asked by a number of people saying, how do we get involved?
How do you get involved?
And at this stage, anyone who does want to get involved or want to make a submission or want to tell their story, if they could just maybe email my office, I'm pretty easy to find the parliamentary email address.
fiona.patton@parliament.vic.gov.au.
That's the run. Or just even go to my website, fionapatton.com.au, and just send me messages there. We'll collate, and it'll be a confidential list. So we're certainly, recognising that people may want to provide information in confidence.
Great.
So we'll start doing that now and then we'll really get into the inquiry early next year.
Great stuff. Thanks again for your work,
Thank
Fiona.
You.
I think this is you're just the person to be doing this. Congratulations to you. Thank you to the Minister for appointing you.
I know.
Minister being Marlene Kerruws.
Yep.
And in another...
The Member for Carroyton and Minister for Consumer Affairs, Alcohol, Gambling and so forth regulation.
Oh, all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And another tradition we're going to keep is I expect we'll hopefully speak to you on Christmas Day again. I think Paul and I are going to do a few hours on
fantastic,
Christmas Day.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I will be...
Somewhere.
Back at the farm.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
And in the meantime, best for the season.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Likewise to all of you. And thank you for all the work you do.
Thank you.
We were just speaking with Fiona Patton, leader of the Reason Party. If you're interested in perhaps contributing to the review to look at the decriminalisation,
shoot her an email.
Shoot her an email.
fiona.patton@parliament.vic.gov.au.
Yes. And Fiona's been a great support to our community, great advocate for diversity and equity. And I say, we would not have a medically supervised injecting facility in Victoria without Fiona's advocacy.
I think that's very true.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.